Okay, so now we're going to continue on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 lines down from the top of the page in Chof Gimel Med Aleph. Toshma, come in here. Kikore shel nachtom, loaves of bread of a baker. Hare elu shelo, behold, they belong to him. Ha, but shel balabayas, those of a balabayas, chayv lahachris, he's obligated to announce. Says the Gemara, that's the Mishnah. So how's that a proof for either Rabbah or Rava? The Gemara will explain. Shel balabayas, those belonging to the balabayas, my timer, what is the reason? Kevon, the answer is, since, de ispahu simon, since there is in them a simon, de meida yediyah, that it's surely known, that they're surely known about, the word yediyah. Rifta de inish, inish, the bread of a man is a man, literally. The bread of the man is a man, meaning that this is a balabayas' bread, and he makes it unique to himself, so it's clear who it belongs to. So, rifta de inish, inishu, the bread of a man is inishu, is the man himself. And, says the Gemara, v'loshna rishus rabba, v'loshna rishus yochid. Lushna means there's no difference. It makes no difference if it's a Rishus Rabbah in a public area, or a Lushna, and it makes no difference if it's a Rishus Yochid in a private area. The implication is, in all circumstances, no Tulamachriz, he has to take it and announce it. So the fact that the Mishnah is plain with regard to the bread of a Balabayas, that you always have to return it, regardless of whether it was found in a Rishus Yochid or Rishus Rabbim. Well, why would you have to return it in a Rishus, if it's found in a Rishus Rabbim? It must be that the simon ha'asu l'doreis. I mean, bread is not very big. It's not like a lumos. So, even though the bread is going to get trampled on, and the simon is going to get destroyed, nonetheless, you have to return it anyway. And that's a proof. That would be a proof for Rava that a Simon ha'asi l'doreis is called a simon nonetheless, as the Gemara will say this now. Alma, we see from this that simon ha'asi l'doreis, a simon which is prone to be trampled on, have a simon, is still a simon. To yufta de rabba. This thus presents a challenge to rabba. So the Gemara answers, Amaloch rabba. Rabba could say back to you, Hasam there in the Mishnah that says you have to give it back, even I could explain that, even though I hold a simon asu l'doreis is not considered a simon. Hainu taima, this is the reason why. Mishum, because de ein mavirin ala uchlin, because we're not permitted to walk over, to pass over foods. There's a rule that you're not allowed to walk over food. So everyone knows that. Everyone's familiar with that. So the potential of the simon on bread getting destroyed is diminished as a result of this halacha of not passing over foods and destroying the simon. So asks the Gemara though, v'ha ikka nachrim, and behold, there are nachrim, Gentiles. This halacha of ein ma'avino la'uchlin would surely only apply to Jews, but the marketplace and public areas are frequented by Gentiles as well, and they're not going to be cognizant of this principle. The Gemara responds, no. Nochrim, Gentiles, are chayshi l'kshofim. They're afraid of black magic, witchcraft, and sorcery. That's what kshofim is. So they have they're afraid of kshofim, and the Rashi explains, Mefarshim explained, that they're afraid that maybe Jews are putting their food in their way to walk over them, and it has some type of superstitious significance. And for that reason, therefore, they'd also refrain from walking over food. And therefore, the bread remains, the simon on the bread remains a simon which is not asu l'doreis, which is not prone to get trampled on. Persists the Gemara. V'ha'ikah, but there's behemoths, there are animals. V'ha'ikah, but there is behemoths, animals, v'klovim, and dogs. How about the dogs and the animals which are going to walk over them? To which the Gemara responds, Basra de lo shchichi behemah klovim. We'd have to say that the Mishnah is speaking about a place Astra means a place. Tolu shechichi, where it's not, they're not common to be found, a behema and a kolavim, animals and dogs. So that's what we would say. So Rabbu has an out. He has an out. He can legitimately explain the Mishnah to be referring to that type of case where there's no animals around. And the bottom line is that bread is not going to get trampled on as readily as other items, as krichas. And he can still hold by his position, stand by his position, that a simon osiladares is not considered a simon, and therefore you can keep it. Says the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi. Let us now suggest, let us say, that this machlokas, with regard to simon osiladares, which we've established is a machlokas, let us say it actually comes back to a machlokas tanoim. Katanoim means like or as a machlokas tanoim. It's an expression, lema katanoim always means that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol dava shiyesh bo sim ashinuwe chayv lahachris. Now this is a quote from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said at the end of our Mishnah, anything which has in it a shinuwe, a variation, an unusual aspect to it. It's not a full-fledged simon, but it's something which is unusual about it, which could be identified. Chayv lahachris, one is obliged to announce it. The Mishnah continues there. Ketzad hauso, motzi igol ubesocha cheres. A person found a round cake of figs, and in it was a cheres, was a piece of pottery. Kikar, a loaf of bread, ubesocha moos, and inside of it was money. So that's the end of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Mechlal, this implies, the expression mechlal is loosely translated as it implies. If you want to understand the reason for how it means that, because klal means category. So mem prefix means from. So from the category, from the category or principle, which is being set forth by Rabbi Yehuda, it's implicit the following. So mechlal, this implies the Tana Kamo, that the first opinion of the Mishnah, Sovar, is of the opinion, Hari Elish Shalom, they belong to him. The fact that the Mishnah presents Rabbi Yehuda in that fashion, Rabbi Yehuda says, called over Sheish Boshinu, you have to announce, implies that there's a first opinion of the Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma, who disagrees with that. So this implies that the Tanna Kamma saw the Hari Elish Shalom, that you're allowed to keep them. So the Gemara will now explain this machlokas as really a machlokas of Simon Osudares. But before doing so, the Gemara lays down two assumptions. Savruha, the Chachamim were of the opinion, they thought. Now this word Savruha means to think, to have the opinion of. This is not going on the Tanayim in the Mishnah. This is just going on the Chachamim of the Gemara. The Chachamim of the Gemara reasoned as follows. The Kuli Alma, that everyone agrees, namely Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma, that the Kuli Alma, that the whole world agrees, Simon Habad Me'elav Hava Simon, that a Simon which comes by itself is nonetheless considered a Simon. You see, the cake of figs where the piece of pottery fell inside of it, or the loaf of bread where the money fell in it, these are Simonim which just happened by themselves, they weren't deliberately put in. So, a simon habar ma'elav, a simon which comes by itself, is called a simon. Everyone agrees with that. Number two, umavirin ala ochlin, and people do walk over bread. Now, even though we just said before that ein mavirin ala ochlin, that was the response that Rabbi gave to his challenge. You know, it's debatable, do people walk over food or not? So we're going to, in explaining the machlokas, the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda, at this point right now, the Gemara is going to make these two assumptions. Number one, that a simon which comes by itself is called a simon. And number two, people do walk over foods. If these are the two assumptions, and they're the two constants that everybody agrees on, so how do we make sense of the machlokas, the Tanna Kamma Rabbi Yehuda? So my lav, is it not that besimon ha'asi l'dareis kamifligli? regarding a sim which is prone to get trampled on, they're indeed arguing about. Because that's the only factor which is left unresolved, and we could say that's the machlokas indeed. As follows, ma sovar, the first opinion says, lo have a simon, it's not called a simon, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. That would be the Tanakhama. And ma sovar, the other opinion is Rabbi Yehuda, have a simon, it's called a simon, and that's why he says you have to announce it. So that's a suggestion. The Gemara retorts and says, no. Amr Rizvid. Rizvid said, Mishmei the Rava, in the name of Rava, Isal Kadaitoch, if it comes up into your mind, the Kasava Tanakama, that the Tanakama is of the opinion, a simon osiladares, lo have a simon, that a simon which is prone to get trampled on is not called a simon, if that's what you're thinking, umaviyuna lauchlin, and people do walk over food, that was the assumption which we made at the beginning of this. People do walk over food. I have a problem, he says. How about kikarishal balabayas? So how come by bread of a balabayas, barishas arabim in the street, and my makhris, why do you have to announce it? If you're assuming that the Tanakhama holds, the simon osiladores is not called a simon, and that people do walk over bread, so then there's no reason to announce it. It's not a simon, he's allowed to keep it. And my makhris, why does he have to announce it? Therefore, Ella Amar Rizvid, therefore Rizvid said, Mishmei de Rava, in the name of Rava, he explains the machlokas differently. The Kuli Alma Savre Simon Osiladores have a simon. Everyone agrees that a simon which is prone to get trampled on is called a simon. Uma Viuna La Uchlin, and people do walk over bread. The Hacha Basimon Habamel of Kamifli. And here, regarding a simon which comes about by itself, that's what they're arguing about. The Tanakhama Sova is of the opinion Simon Abba Me'elov, a simon which comes about by itself, lo have a simon, is not called a simon. For Behuda Sovar, Behuda Set is of the opinion, have a simon, it is a simon. V'rabba Amaloch, and Rabba would say back to you, the Kuli Alma, that no, everybody agrees. Simon Osiladores, lo have a simon. A simon which is prone to get trampled on is not called a simon. Ve'ema Vinola Uchlan. And people do not walk over bread, over food. But here, a simon abomeilav kamiflekli. And here, that they're arguing about a simon which comes about by itself. Tanakhama, the Tanakhama sava is of the opinion of a simon, is not called a simon. For Behuda sava have a simon, it is a simon. That's one approach. Another girsa, another approach to this whole thing is ikadamri. There are those who say the following. We start off with the assumption, Savrua, they were the opinion, to Kuli Alma, that everybody agrees, that's the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. That a simon, Abomeilav, have a simon. A simon which comes by itself is called a simon. The simon, Asiladares, lo, have a simon. The simon which is not trampled on, a simon which is prone to be trampled on, is not called a simon. So, my lav, is it not that they're arguing about the Mavirin, ala Ochlin, Kamiflege? They're arguing about the principle of walking over food. The Nasova Mavirin. One opinion says, the Tanakhama says, people do walk over. Masova e Mavirin, which people don't walk over them. Omer Zvid, Mishmei the Rava, Zvid said the name of Rava. No, he argues with this. He says, Isal Kadaita Sova Tanakhama. If you're of the opinion, the Tanakhama is of the opinion. So if it'll come up in your mind that the Tanakhama is of the opinion, Simon Ledores, Lavi Simon, a Simon which is going to get trampled on is not called a Simon. And people walk over food, so then kikar shal balabayas, bread of a balabayas, brishas rabim, and my makra is, why do you have to announce? Ella, rather, Amr Zvid, Mishmei de Rava, Zvid would say the name of Rava, de Kuli Alma, everyone is of the opinion, Savre, they all hold, Simon Osiladores, the Simon which is prone to get trampled on, have a Simon, it's called a Simon. And we do walk over food. People do walk over food. And here they're arguing about a simon which comes by itself. The Tanakhama sova, the Tanakhama is of the opinion. Simon abomeilov lo avi simon. A simon which comes by itself is not called a simon. Rabbi Yehuda sova, Rabbi Yehuda says, have a simon, it is a simon. For Rabbi Amaloch, a rabbi would say back to you, the Kuli Alma simon osiladores lo avi simon. A siman which is prone to be trampled on is not called a siman. People don't walk over food. So which comes by itself. Simon above Eilov, a simon which comes by itself, lo have a simon, is not called a simon. Yehuda Sava, have a simon, is a simon. So really the language of the Gemara is pretty repetitive, as you can see, so when we go back over this, we'll discuss it in more detail. But the Gemara concludes with the following. Amar Rizvid Mishmed Rava, another statement by Rizvid name of Rava. Hilchasa, the halacha is, krichas berishas rabim, krichas in the rishas rabim, hare le shalom, you're allowed to keep them. Rishas Yachid, in the Rishas Yachid. Now this is not Kikaris, this is back to Krichas, okay? You're allowed to keep them, but Rishas Yachid in a private area, it depends. E derech nefila, if they are there in a manner of falling, having fallen down there, Harel Shalom, then you're allowed to keep them. But E derech hanocha, but if it's in the manner of being placed, no to lemachris, he has to pick up and announce. V'zeh, bedova she'im bo simon. But both cases is referring to something which does not have a simon. But something which has a simon in it, lo shna b'rishas rabim, makes no difference if it's a rishas rabim, v'lo shna b'rishas hayochid, and it makes no difference if it's a rishas hayochid. Bein derech nefila, bein derech hanocha, whether in the manner of falling, or in the manner of placing chayiv lahachris, one is obligated to announce. Now, I just realized now I skipped a line. I'm going to go back. I apologize. So you probably got confused there. But go back. Amr Zvid, the four lines up. Amr Zvid Mishneh Rava Klala de Avedasa, the principle of an Aveda is the following. Kaven de Omar, once that he has said, Voy la, woe to it, the chisaron kis, for the loss of the pocket, literally, he despairs from it. Right? When a person, that's the principle of an Aveda, when a person says, woe to the loss of my pocket, right? That's called being miyayish from it. When he says, woe, I can't find it anymore, that's called yayish.